Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Control, oh Lord. Send your word, Jesus.
had your way and let your will be done, oh Lord. Touch some heart, Lord. Touch some mind, Jesus. Oh my God, give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Yeah. Those who are requesting a special prayer, we pray that right now, Lord, grant their petition according to your will. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
oh my God, you know every petition. You know every request. We pray that you will grant it tonight, oh Lord. Work a miracle in somebody's life. Heal somebody's sick body. Oh my God, save the unsaved. Deliver them that are bound, oh Lord. Somebody want to be loosed. Somebody want to be free from sin. And we know thou art a deliverer. We know you're able to do the work in somebody's life. You're able to fix that situation. You're able to open up a door, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come before you, oh Lord. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that you may exalt us in due time. We pray that you touch with your finger of love, that you move in a mighty way, that you work a miracle in somebody's life. Somebody needs you, Lord, for a way maker. Somebody needs you to work it out for them, Lord. Somebody needs you to go into their sick room to heal their bodies. Heal, Jesus. Heal from the cancer.
Lord.
Oh, my God, we know you're able, Jesus. You're a healer for both body and soul. Be merciful tonight, Jesus. Touch while we're praying, oh, Lord. While we are waiting on you, Lord, you are our help tonight.
Yes,
you're our very present help in trouble. You're our strength when we are weak. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
oh, lift us up, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to go through. Help us to stand. Help us to make this journey, oh, Lord. Hover around us, oh, Lord. Protect and keep us from all harm and all danger, Lord. Our souls, oh Lord, help us to watch unto prayer and to pray always, Lord, without ceasing, Jesus. Teach us to pray the more, Lord. Teach us how to wait on you, how to trust in you, how to take you at your word. Help us, Jesus. Lead us and guide us. Show us the way you have us to go. Oh, my God, direct our path. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways. We need you to guide us. We don't know which way to go, Lord, but we depend on you tonight, Jesus, to direct us, oh, Lord, to lead us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to drive and to go forward in you. Help us not to slack our riding, except you bid us. But help us, Jesus. Help us, okay. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you move, Lord, in a mighty way. Prove yourself. Manifest yourself, oh, Lord. Let your works be glorified in the name of Jesus. Help us to exalt your name, to ever lift you up and give your name the praise for the great things that you have done for us. Help us, oh, Lord, to work the works of him that has sent us. Help us to do your work, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus, whatsoever our hands find to do. Help us to do with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. Help us to work while it is day, oh, Lord. Night cometh when no man can work. Help us to get in a hurry for our souls. We don't want to be lost. We want to make it to that city. We want to make it to that place that you have prepared for us. Help us to hold out, to endure unto the end. Oh, my God, make a way out of no way. Open up a door in the name of Jesus. We know you're able tonight. We pray that you look on every soul that is asking for prayer. All those, oh, Lord, who are listed on the prayer list, we pray that you touch them right now, that you will grant their petitions. Pray that you look on Sister Rhoda. Give her strength in her body. Encourage her soul, oh Lord. Oh, my God, help her to stand. Help her to hold down in the name of Jesus. Help her to seek to please you. We know you're able, Lord. Look on glory tonight. Touch her, oh Lord. Help her to stand and go through. Help her to make this journey. Help her, Jesus. Save in her home. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Look on her loved ones, oh Lord. Touch them right now, oh Lord. Heal and deliver. Look on Uncle Dave. Look on Aunt Margie. Touch them right now. Heal their bodies. Look on Aunt Jewel. Touch her, Jesus. Continue to heal her body. We know you're a healer for both body and soul. Fix it in their homes, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, I pray a special prayer for Brother White. I pray that you touch him, oh Lord. Continue to bless him, oh Lord. Heal his body completely, oh Lord. Raise him up, Jesus. We know you're able tonight. Oh, my God, you healed the, you raised the dead man. And we know you're able to raise him up and put the activity of his limbs back in his body, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord, in his life. Let your will be done, Jesus. Oh, my God, look on every name that is on the prayer list. Those who weren't called, we pray that you touch them. You know who they are. Touch, save, heal, and forgive, oh, Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Go into the institutions, into the hospitals, into the nursing homes. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. Shade to the uttermost, oh Lord. Spare somebody's life. Somebody that's at the brink of death. We know you're able to spare them, oh Lord. You're able to save them, Jesus. Deliver them, oh Lord. And look on those souls over in Ukraine. We pray for mercy tonight, oh Lord. We pray that you will save them, deliver them, make a way out of no way. Provide food, oh Lord. Provide water and shelter in the name of Jesus. Provide me, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Be merciful to those souls, oh Lord. You know all about it, Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Look on your people throughout the world. Touch, bless, save, heal, strengthen, and encourage. Help your people to go through, oh Lord, and help your people to endure unto the end. And we will give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. We want to welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Sheila Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. We still want to remember our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida, as well as his wife, Mother Janice Marshall. And we are so glad that you chose to spend your evening, your Friday evening with us. On today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen and also Evangelist Mabel Edmond, who led that beautiful opening prayer as a member of Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read the opening scripture, and it's taken from the first number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the first number of Psalm, starting with verse 1. And it reads, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Thank God for giving of his word, the first number of Psalm, the first throughout the six verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you again for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one full, and one is O-N-E. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one full, and one is O-N-E, and you can click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you would wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak to us during the broadcast, you can dial our guest number. If you have remarks you'd like to give after the word, if you're clergy or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, if you have a prayer request or you want to add someone's name to the prayer list, you want your name added to the prayer list, or you have a song you'd like to sing, scripture you'd like to share, definitely give us a call at 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-805-9377. The access code is 567-562574. On Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Hoffman, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson, and the host of the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Jerry Bennett as the pastor. Phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network. And our own Evangelist Sheila Hameen will be preaching tonight on the Prayer News Network. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Amen. And we also want to remember the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Brother Mosey White, Benjamin Hogues, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmond Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, the Breeze Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Breeze Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and the family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Oliberry Johnson and the Breeze Johnson family, the Breeze Hall family, the Breeze Berry family, the Spriggs family, the Breeze Gatewood family, even the souls that Evangelist Mabel begins to mention in prayer, and all the souls who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have right now. And I just want to sing a small portion of this song. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as vile as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. I thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to the Prayer Works Ministry with Pastor Sheila Hameen. I thank the Lord for this broadcast. I thank the Lord also for the scripture reading, for the prayer, and for everything thus far that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. And that beautiful psalm that was read, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the delight is in the law of the Lord. That man is going to be happy because he delights in God's law, not in his will, not in his way, but he delights in God's law. So when we delight ourselves in God's law, we will be blessed. We're going to be happy. And I tell you, I just thank God for his precious word. His word is of very much value. And I thank him because his word is precious. And we have to learn to take God at his word and hold that word dear in our heart, and that we might not sin against God. And if we do that, then we will try to do our best to do what is right and pleasing in the sight of the Lord. So I encourage you tonight to continue to look to the Lord, take God at his word, and let us try to do what the word of God tells us to do, and God will bless your soul. So we thank the Lord for the broadcast now. At this time, we don't want you to get off the line. We don't want you to hang up. But the most important is coming next, and that is the word of God coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. So at this time, let us prepare our hearts to hear what thus saith the Lord. God bless you. His name is Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to everyone to whom honor is due. Praise be to God. So happy that you tuned in on this evening. And I can say of a truth that God has been good to us. The Lord has blessed us to see this day. And by the grace of God, we are still here. Praise the Lord. At this time, let's get our hearts and minds ready to go into the word of God. But before we get into the scriptures, praise the Lord, I just want to say I thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. I thank God for this broadcast and for what the Lord has been doing through this ministry. Praise the Lord. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us go to the Lord with open hearts and open ears. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we humble ourselves before you, and we ask, Lord, that you will speak unto us. Oh, Lord God, minister unto us through your word. Let your word have free course, oh Lord, and have your way. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us go to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the third chapter. And I'll be reading the entire book, if it's the Lord's will, that is 22 verses. And also, if we get around to it, Revelation, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Praise the Lord. That is Ezekiel, the third chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, I am reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto me. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears. And go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up, took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv, that dwelt by the river of Kibar. And I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. We're going to stop here for right now. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of Ezekiel, the third chapter in its entirety of 22 verses. Praise the Lord. And tonight, the title of this message is Take Heed to the Word of God. And the theme is Eat the Whole Roll. Praise be to God. Take heed to the Word of God. And the Lord paired the prophet Ezekiel before he sent him to the house of Israel, knowing what kind of people they were. God prepared him ahead of time. Praise the Lord. Even in the second chapter of Ezekiel, the chapter before, where God had spoken to him, letting him know that he was going to send him to the house of Israel, he encouraged Ezekiel not to be afraid of them, not to be afraid of their words, the briars and the thorns and all of this that are among them, not to be afraid or dismayed at their looks, because God knew that they were a rebellious house, a people who rebelled strongly against God, people who refused to hear the word of God and take heed to his word. So the Lord let Ezekiel know that he was going to such a people. Praise the Lord. And also the Lord cautioned Ezekiel not to be rebellious like that rebellious house of Israel, but to open his mouth, hallelujah, and first of all, eat everything that was given to him. In other words, Ezekiel had to eat the words that God gave him so that the word would be in him, hallelujah, and therefore he can deliver the message directly from the Lord. So God was going to give him words to speak to his people. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And one thing about God, when he commissions us or when he sends us out on a mission, amen, to go forth and to deliver a message, God will give us that message. And it's important that we bring forth the word according to the will of God. So the Lord, he equipped Ezekiel for the mission he had called him and ordained him for. He was indeed a prophet in the midst of a rebellious nation. Hallelujah. But God wanted them to know before it was all over with that there was a prophet among them. Glory, hallelujah. So Ezekiel, when he looked, he saw a hand, and that hand was sent unto him with a roll of a book, and he spread it out. The hand spread it out before Ezekiel. And when he saw this, there was writing within the book and without the book. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There was written lamentations, mourning, and woe. These are the things that were written in that book. And so God began to speak to Ezekiel in the third chapter, saying to him to eat everything he findeth. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So he first had to take in the word of God. He first had to take heed to the word of God. And so when it was time, he opened his mouth and he was able to eat the role that God presented before him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And also, when he ate it, he found that it was sweet like honey in his mouth. But once it got down into his belly, it was completely different. There was a bitterness to it. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, he still had to do what God commanded him to do. And he was sent to warn the house of Israel, the people of God, hallelujah, to warn them to turn from their sin, to warn the sinner man to turn from his sin, the unrighteous to turn from his unrighteous ways. Oh, glory to God. So he had a job to do. And when he went forth, he was going to a people that knew about God. These were not strange people. They didn't have a hard language. They were just hard-hearted and rebellious. And that's the way many people are today. When the word of God comes forth, they refuse to hearken to the word of the Lord. They refuse to receive God's word because men love darkness rather than light. People want to do what they want to do. And when God is calling them, they don't want to turn from their ways. They don't want to give up their sinfulness. Hallelujah. They don't want to give up their sins. But they want to continue in the way that they're going. But God is a merciful God. And this is why God sent the prophet to prophesy to the people, to give them a chance. Because one thing about God, he will send a warning first before destruction. Before destruction comes, God will send out a warning to give everyone the chance and the opportunity to be spared, to be saved. Hallelujah. God loves everyone, and he's not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. God loves everyone. Oh, praise the Lord. And so God sent his prophet to these rebellious people. But again, God prepared him and made him able to deal with what he had to deal with. And thinking of this word that the Lord described, saying the house of Israel, they are impudent and hard-hearted. Impudent and hard-hearted. The word impudent, not showing due respect, insulting, rude, saucy, presumptuous, brazen. All these words describe the attitudes and dispositions of the people of God, the house of Israel. These were the ones that the prophet had to go to and deliver the message. And so when we have something to do for God, we have to know that the conditions are not going to be just like we like it all the time. The people that God sends us to are not going to be receptive all the time of the message that God is sending. Hallelujah. Someone who is living in sin and is not going to be happy to know that they're doing wrong and they need to repent. Not everyone, but some people will. But there are those who are not willing to hearken to the voice of the Lord. But the Lord told them whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, you still have to warn them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God, because we make a choice when we decide or choose not to warn men to repent and turn from their ways, not to warn them to stop going in the way of error, hallelujah, not giving them the word that God has given unto us, to tell them exactly what God wants us to tell them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe Ezekiel had some hesitancy. Nevertheless, the hand of the Lord was upon him so strong until he really had no choice. He just had to do what God had commanded him to do, because the Spirit of the Lord came on him, oh, and lifted him up and took him away, and he went away in bitterness, in the heat of his spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon him. And so he had to go, people of the captivity at Tel Aviv. But there, those that dwelt by the river of Kibar. And so while he was there, sitting there among the people, he was astonished for 7 days. Oh, glory to God. So at the end of the 7 days, while he was waiting on the word from the Lord, God spoke to him at the end of those 7 days. And he said to him, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me." Praise the Lord. So when God says to a wicked person, "You're surely going to die," and we don't tell them what thus saith the Lord, their blood is going to be required at our hands. And we don't want that blood to be on our hand. But if God tell us someone, whatever it is that he tell us to say it to the glory and honor of God, to be obedient to the Lord and not as the rebellious house of Israel. Praise the Lord. Everything, again, is not going to be that comfortable. Hallelujah. But when God wants us to do something, we are to obey him and do according as he instructs us. And I'm going to share this with you. There was a time not too long ago when I was on my way to work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I was sitting there on the bus. I would take public transportation, and the bus was full of people. Praise the Lord. And the Lord was leading me to open my mouth and warn the people to repent and ask God to forgive them. And I believe it was beginning of the new year of 2021. Praise be to God. And I was sitting there and kind of like Ezekiel, didn't want to open my mouth for one reason. I had recently had some dental work, and I didn't have teeth in the front, and I didn't want to open my mouth to say anything. Oh, glory to God. But the Spirit of God was on me strong, and I really couldn't hold my peace, so I began to fidgety around in the seat and rub on my thigh, and my mouth was talking to God with no words coming out. I was saying to the Lord, they couldn't hear what I was saying, but one person was fixed on me, and I knew it. He saw me just moving my mouth, but no sound was coming out because I was talking to the Lord. I was, oh Lord, this is, I don't do this. I was speechless. And I just say, Lord, you want me to do what? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the Lord, he continued to move on me. And there was someone sitting on my right side and another person on the other side. And they were saying something about God. And the one person just began to just say all kinds of terrible things. And the next thing I knew, I had opened up my mouth and I said, don't talk about God like that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so after that, I opened my mouth and I told everyone on the bus to repent. This is a new year. This is a time, if you don't know the Lord, to get to know him. And whatever else words that came out of my mouth. And by the time I got done, it was time for me to get off at my stop. So the Lord, he wants us to do command.
Yeah.
He wants us to take heed, to hearken to his word. So as in this passage, Ezekiel, he had to take the word in first. And so the word comes to the messenger first. We have to accept the word of God. We have to eat that word, hallelujah, so that the word is in our mouth. And when we open our mouth, God will speak. Praise the Lord. So don't draw back, don't hold back, and don't be afraid, because God, he will be with us. He will prepare us for the mission, for the work, for the message, the preaching, whatever it is we have to do, God will prepare us and we will be ready. Oh, praise the Lord. And I do want to go to Revelation, the 10th chapter, and read these verses just to add to what I've already spoken concerning this passage of scripture in Ezekiel. Because I feel like in some way it does tie in. Revelation, the 10th chapter, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. I just thank God for his word on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage you to take heed to the word of God. And whatever God presents to you, take it all. Eat it all. Eat the whole roll. Don't leave any out. Take the bitter with the sweet, the good with the bad. Amen. Take it all. Glory to God. And do what God has commanded. There are so many who are seeking a better life. They're looking for that blessed hope, the hope of eternal life, the hope of life even down here on the earth, to live that abundant life that Jesus promised. Praise the Lord. Jesus, when I think on the word of God, he was made flesh. And he dwelt among us here on the earth. Hallelujah. Is the word. Glory to God. And when the disciples that followed him were looking for that living bread, the bread of life, he described himself as the bread of life. And he encouraged them that if they would eat him, in other words, he is that word of God, that bread of life that we need for sustenance of our spirituality, of our spiritual well-being, our spiritual life. Glory to God. That eternal life that the Lord has promised unto us. Without the word of God, we will perish. The word of God is so rich and so full that it contains everything we could ever need. And when we take it in, amen, and allow the word of God to dwell in us, allow the word of God to clean us up, hallelujah, to continue to remain in us, it is the word of God that's going to save us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need the word of God. And on the other night, the message came forth, a famine for the word of God. Oh, glory to God. And that is soon to come upon us. That famine is so close. Glory to God. But while the word is plenteous, let's take heed to the word of God. Let's take the word of God in. Let us abide by it. Let us receive it. Let us embrace the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't let this pass you by, but take heed. Hearken to the voice of the Lord. If you are in sin right now, repent and be godly sorry for the wrong that you've done. Ask the Lord to forgive your sins. Ask him to save you, because time is running out. Time is shorter now than it ever has been. And in that day when the angel declare time will be no longer, you won't have a chance to repent of your sins. You won't have a hiding, you won't have nowhere to run. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, it'll be too late. It'll be too late. But don't let that happen to you. Don't let the time pass you by. Oh, praise the Lord. But today is the day of salvation. Don't be rebellious and hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and turn away from the word of God. But receive it tonight and ask God to have mercy upon your soul. If you started out with the Lord and somewhere down the line you got off track, you ended up doing something you had no business doing, you fell into sin again, it's time now to turn back to God. It's time to make it back to him before it's too late. Take heed to that call. As the Lord is calling you, come on back with your whole heart. Turn to God with all of your heart and ask God to save you, to reclaim you, to clean you up. Hallelujah. To make you all over. Oh, praise the Lord. Because one thing for sure, when you have heard the warning from God and you don't take heed, that same warning will be a witness against you in the day of judgment. When you stand before God, God is going to remind you of the warning that he sent out to you. Oh, my Lord. He's going to let you know that there's no excuse when you stand there. That same day is recorded when you got that warning. The time is recorded. The place, everything is written down. Everything that's going on, everything that's happening is all written down. It's being recorded. Oh, glory to God. And in that day, you might forget, but it'll be brought to your attention that on March the 18th, 2022, you heard the warning from the Lord. You heard a message coming across saying, hearken or take heed to the word of God. You heard a preacher preaching saying, repent. Hallelujah. Come away from your sins. Turn from the world. You're going to be reminded. Oh, glory be to God. Don't let it be said it's too late for you. So tonight, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us go to God in prayer. If you desire to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, repent and ask the Lord to forgive your sins and to save you. Do it right now. You can say it out loud or you can say it in your heart, but be sincere about it. Be serious about it. Hallelujah. And God, he looks on the heart. He knows your heart. He knows everything about us. Oh, praise the Lord. And anyone who's sick in their body, we're going to pray for you as well, that God will heal you and that God will make you whole. And if you have committed any sin or disobeyed God, we're going to pray that God will forgive your sins and that he will restore you and make you whole. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh, Lord God, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask for mercy and we ask for forgiveness of sins. Lord, please have mercy and blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquities in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, forgive that sinner that repented in their heart while we're praying this prayer. Oh, God, lay your hand upon them right now and touch their heart. Move upon them, Lord Jesus, and manifest yourself unto them in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God be revealed and let your powers be made manifest. Oh, God, take them up out of the situation that they're in. Fix it for them, Lord Jesus. Help them to make up their mind. Help them, Lord, to turn from the error of their ways. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, for the backslider, that one, Lord, who got off track, Lord Jesus, and fell into diverse temptations and yielded, Lord. We ask that you will have mercy and be compassionate toward them and help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them to make it back before too late. Oh, Lord Jesus, restore their soul and make them all over, my God. We know you're able and you can do all things. And Lord Jesus, we are praying for those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, we pray for healing. And Lord, we pray that you'll forgive any sins that they may have committed. Oh, God, and make them whole right now, Jesus. Save to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word. And we ask you, Lord, that you remember those on the prayer list and the names that were called out, oh, God, and the names that were not called out. And we are praying, Lord, for each and every one, one by one and name by name, asking you, Lord God, for divine intervention. We ask you, Lord, to stop by for just a little while in the name of Jesus and work things out, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver. Encourage, oh, God, lift heavy burdens. Jesus, hear our cry, Lord. Jesus, we're waiting on you, oh God. We can't do nothing without you. Oh Lord, help us to heed to your word. Help us, Lord, to hearken to your voice when you speak, oh God. And when you send us, help us to humble ourselves and go where you send us and say what you command us to say. Rebuke the spirit of drawback. Oh, God, yes, take away fear in the name of Jesus. Take away unbelief. Oh, Lord, have mercy and help us to believe as the scripture says in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior. We ask, Lord, that you will have your way. And we are praying a special prayer, oh, my God, for Titus Edmund Sr. Lord, lay your hand on the man. Oh, God, touch his body in the name of Jesus. We know you can do everything, Lord. And as much as he desired to be saved, save him, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And touch his body. Strengthen him no more. Oh, God, do a great and a mighty thing. We know, God, that you are doing a new thing. And, Lord, manifest yourself the more in the name of Jesus. Look on, Sister Rhoda. Oh, God, touch her in her body. Lord, strengthen her. And help her to do your will, God. Bless her in her ministry. We know you're able. Bless her in the work that she does with her hands in helping and aiding others, Lord. We know you're able. Oh, God, bless her in a special way. Oh, Lord, we believe you, Lord Jesus. Move upon her. Oh, Lord, and bless her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to go into the room where Brother Moses White. Oh, my God, lay your hand upon him right now. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Heal him and make him whole, my God. Restore his body, Lord, and make him healthy again, that he may have the use and activity as before. We know you're able, Lord God. There's nothing impossible, and there's nothing too hard for you. We believe it right now, and we count it done. We ask you, Lord, to comfort those who are bereaved of loved ones. Have mercy, oh, my God, and give them consolation. Yes. Oh, Lord Jesus, bless in those families. Save, oh, my God, work things out. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for having mercy.
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. We thank you for saving souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you've done already, for what you're doing right now. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for Sister Tracy, Lord Jesus, praying, God, that you will ever encourage her heart and save her to the utmost. Lord, help her to continue on seeking after you, Lord Jesus. Bless her abundantly, Lord. We know you're able. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all these things, oh God, that you've already done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For everyone who's listening, Lord, bless them in a special manner in the name of Jesus with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, yes, Lord, have your way. And let your will be done. Oh, we thank you. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. The broadcast is now back into the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, encouraging us to take heed to the word of God, eat the whole roll. And if we hear the word of God and we take heed, we can live. But if we don't hear the warning, we could die in our sin. No matter what all the righteousness we might have done before, just we sin after that warning, God would cause us to die in our sin. And like she preached, God, he prepared Ezekiel to bear this message, because this isn't something easy to say to someone who doesn't want to hear it. But God, he knew that the people would not hear, but he still gave them a chance by sending the prophet to them. This is a very powerful word of God that she spoke tonight. Evangelist Maybell, I want to go ahead and open up the line for you and other ministers who may have remarks at this time.
Praise the Lord. That was a powerful, powerful message on tonight, and a very serious message. Glory to God. I believe the Lord was speaking to Ezekiel, and he told him what to do, and he put his word in his mouth, and he had to go and warn the people. And the same thing today, when God speaks to his prophets, to the preacher, and tell them to warn the people, we must be obedient and do what thus saith the Lord. And it doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter if it hurt us. One thing about it, the word of God may hurt us, but it will help us. If we receive it, we have to take the bitter with the sweet. Glory to God. Sometimes it's a little bitter, but if we accept it, it could turn into sweetness. I just thank the Lord for that message on tonight and for the powerful prayer. I tell you, God knows just what we need, and he knows just how to deliver. I just thank him for that tonight. You know, prayer is needed. In these last days, we really need prayer. And I'm not just talking about the people in the world, but the saints. We need prayer, too, because we want to be saved in the end. When that word of God comes forth, we have to receive it, too. Sometimes it causes us to humble down. It causes us to cry. It may hurt us. But if we receive it, if we accept it, God, he can deliver us. And the Bible said, confess your sins. If we confess our faults one to another, well, the Lord, he is just, and he's willing to forgive us of our sins. And that's all we have to do. I just thank God today for the word, and I thank God. I pray that he helped me to take heed to the word of God. And I believe there's another scripture in the Bible says, take heed to yourself. I'm not pushing it off to no one else, but I'm taking heed to myself, because I know I'm going to have to give an account to the Lord, and so is everyone else. But I know that no one can stand for me, and I cannot stand for anyone else. But I must stand for myself before the Lord. So, Lord, help me to take heed to your word and help me to eat the whole roll. I don't care if it's bitter. Help me to eat it. Because I tell you, people are eating some of everything. They eating all that junk that's on YouTube. They eating all that junk that's on Twitter. But they just won't take heed to the word of God. They won't eat the whole roll, the word, the precious word of God. They won't even eat it. They feel like this other stuff, all this other stuff is more valuable to them than the word of God. But it's not going to last. Everything is going down but the word of God. And if we are not in it, we're going down too. So we have to eat the whole roll, and we have to take heed to the word of God. Thank God, Dennis, I mean, for that word on tonight. I truly enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the prayer. I thank God for this entire broadcast, and I'm praying that the Lord will continue to bless this ministry and to manifest himself. And those of you that are on the line, if you can get a prayer through, I'm asking that you pray for me, that the Lord will help me to eat the whole roll. God bless you.
Bless you. Amen. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to the event with Maybell. Like I said, if any minister would like to call in, or if you'd like to have remarks after the word, you can definitely give us a call. If not, I don't have any further announcements. I would like to say a happy birthday to Evangelist Mother Diggs, who is celebrating her birthday today. Just happy birthday to her. And if there aren't any other remarks at this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Shirami.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for those beautiful exhortations and remarks coming through both Evangelist Khadijah and Evangelist May. And I just thank the Lord for both of you. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is just a mighty God. You know, the word of God comes forth, and then, you know, there's an expansion of it. There's more that can be brought out from another angle. Amen. To be able to get that whole roll. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I tell you, I want to eat the whole roll. Because, again, sometimes the flesh, it just want what it wants, and it doesn't want to do everything that God wants it to do. So we have to just go on and eat the whole roll and do what God says to do. Praise the Lord. And I had almost forgotten about the experience I had on the bus. And I remember how I was feeling. I was sweating, and I was like, just, oh, my goodness. Because, you know, some people get on there, and they're having issues with, you know, mental and whatnot. And I'm pretty sure that that young man that was watching me, he might have thought I was mental. Because just, my mouth was going and going, but there was no sound coming out. And then I did open up my mouth. I let him know, I'm not crazy. Praise the Lord. And I just told him what thus saith the Lord. And I tell you, we have to know that God is requiring us to take heed and to eat the whole roll. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, I thank God for the word of God once again, and for those beautiful remarks and exhortations. Just thank God for all of you who took the time to tune in with us on this evening. And if you don't have anything further, Evangelist May, did you have something else you wanted to say?
We're looking forward to opening up the prayer, Gospel Truth prayer mission.
Amen.
In the very near future. We will be making an announcement and giving you the exact date, Lord will.
Amen.
And we're looking forward to having a good time.
Yes.
We'll get back to you with some more information.
if it's the Lord's will.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Looking forward to Amen. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission opening up. Oh, glory to God. You know, God is a mighty God, and he's doing great things. So I'm praying, and I'm just believing God for this mission
yes.
to grow and to reach many souls. Praise the Lord. Anything
yes.
else? Evangelist Khadija, you have anything additional?
Not at this time.
Okay, amen. Well, we just thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we look forward to you joining us on our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, this Sunday at 3:30 p.m., and we ask for your continued prayers, and we thank you for your support and for your prayers already, and we ask that you will just continue to please lift up those who are on the prayer list in prayer before the Lord. Amen. And until then, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And good night.